The Mishnah continues a description of the process of taking her to the Beis HaMikdash. The lomdus of the chalois of the kinyan, the story that we learned in the first few Mishnahs, but now this is mamish a step-by-step of the Mahalach HaDvorim, and it fills out what's mavur in the psukim in Parshas Nosah. Hoyamailan oisel lebezna godol shirushalayim. It was first mentioned in Mishnah Gimel that they took a lebezin shabayisim mokim, which is a bezin, by the way, of Chov Gimel. But over here, this is a Sanhedrin agodl, because the pasuk says in Pasha Soitiv, Osul la'akoyin is called Atayra Azois. The Gemara learns out, al pi Atayra Asher Yerucha, that says in the Pasha of Zokin Mamre, the dinim of Zokin Mamre are only by the Sanhedrin agodl in Yerushalayim. So there are certain dinim, even if dinei nefashos are nidoin in the local Sanhedrin, which is a Sanhedrin shel Chof Gimel. Sanhedrin is just a general name. It could be used for a bezin of Chof Gimel, it could be used for Sanhedrin HaGodl. But over here, you have to go to the Sanhedrin in the Lishkas HaGozes. That's where the Torah is sending. U'ma'ayimin oleo bederech shema'ayimin aleidei nefashos. The ma'ayim oleo, they scare her, they frighten her. The dayonim, the same way the ma'ayim al dinei nefoshes, which is Mishnayis in Sanhedrin. So you have to be ma'ayim on her also. Why? Over there, by edei nefoshes, since they're saying edus can cause loss of life, so you have to be ma'ayim to make sure they understand the severity. So over here also, you have to give her to understand what the ramifications of her denial is. The Rambam says, it's geboit on Mekoiris, that the iyum on the woman has to be not in front of her husband. What do you want to get her to do? You want to get her to be moida that she was mizana. Raglaim l'dov that she was mizana. She's denial. She's denying it. You want to be ma'ayin that she shouldn't die, that she should be asur l'bayla b'lamayisa, she should live. So you have to do it shaloi b'fnei her bayla, this way she should be more likely to be mizvada. Otherwise she'll be mizbayish. V'aymrim lo. Look at the Lashon over here. We're encouraging her to admit. B.T. Harbe yayin oisa. There's a lot of narishkeit and foolishness that wine could cause a person to do, which is what we pointed out in the Akdama. Chazal say, haroi soitu b'kukuli yazatz min hayayin. Harbe schoik oisa. There's a lot that lightheadedness, schoik v'kalos roish. Harbe yaldus oisa, immaturity. Harbe shchenim haroim oisim, etc. Asil l'shmoy ha'godol shenichta b'kedusha. We beg of her, the Kehana beg of her. Do l'shem ha'godol that's nichtav in the parasha, that'll be erased. Shelo yimoch ha'alamayim. The shem Hashem will be erased in the parasha. Vo'im l'fonei ha'dvarim she'ene k'day l'shomon. They say things to her, because I'll use a mysterious lashon over here, that are not worth hearing. Lo'hi v'lo'y kol mishpachas beis avio. What do they tell her already? What's there to tell her? They tell her stories of tzaddikim that were moida when they were chayta. Yehuda, that was moida on the Maaseh Tamah. Of course, what we're talking about is not real averus. Kolayim Yehuda chota. Kolayim Ruvain, that was moida on the Maaseh with Bilo. Kolayim Ruvain chota in Elatoy. Kolayim David HaMelech chota in Elatoy. The Gemara brings a lot of these Maaseh over here. If she admits and she says Tmeyani, Sheveres Ksubosa Vyaitzes. Sheveres, interesting Lashon. What does it mean to break a Ksuba? The Lashon of Shoiver is the Lashon of writing a receipt for a payment that was rendered. Shoiver is always the Lashon that we use when a Shtar Choiv that's outstanding is broken. So we use that Lashon over here. We write a Shtar Peroyin Al Ksubosa. And with that, he's Takapata from the Ksuba. Why don't we just rip up the Ksuba? The Pashtus of the Sugya and Ksubas is that a Choyv is considered, the Choyv Ksuba is considered outstanding, even if she's not holding the Choyv Ksuba. Even if she's not holding the Ksuba. So it's not going to help to rip up the Shtar Ksuba. She'll still be able to be Choyv. You have to write him a Shoyver that he doesn't owe a Ksuba. The Mishnah says the next word is significant, V'yoytzes, and he's Megarishah. Now, the truth of the matter is that the Torah only says that she's Asuraloi. Echtesi has to be Megarisha. Maybe they could still stay married and Asuraloi love Yoloi. So the answer obviously is, the Poshta answer is, you can allow a couple to be married if there's an Issa love in them living together as a married couple. Lemaisa, there's a Tosfos in Zvachim da Beis Amud Beis that a woman that's Mizana, there's no Chiv Legarsha, because Lemaisa, you have to assume that she's Sonui Olov because she was Mizana, and she's Mu'usa Beinov, and there's no Chash that he's going to be Bolel. But Lemaisa, the Mishnah seems to say over here, the Rambam, Paskins in Hilksdishus Perikov Dalit, it's Gepaskin Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Kuftes Vov, that the halach is that he is mechuyev legarsha. You have to say it's a din de rabbonon that we don't rely on them staying away from each other. V'im omro tohira ani, if the maisa she insists that she's tohira, she's staying with her denial, so then we have to go ahead with the shtiyas mayim. And now the Mishnah continues. Ma'ala noisa l'shar mizroch shal pesach shar nikno, we take her to the shar mizroch that's by the pesach of shar nikno. Shar nikno with the main doors, in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, they were the main doors into the Azora. Nikna was the name of the ones who brought the doors. The Rav is Mitzayin, the Bederech Nes, he brought them from Alexandria. They floated along with him when the boat that he was on went under. So they called Shar Nikna. There, in the Mizrach, which is the side, the entrance into the Azora, the truth of the matter is, the Gemara points out in Dav Ches, that she was already there, because that's where the Sanhedrin HaGadol sat, and that's where they would down her, and that's where they pressured her. But what they do is they take a whole walk around, they hurry her along, kidei liageoisa, to confuse her, to push her along. Maybe she'll blurt out a hoidah. Again, we're sticking to the same policy of trying to get her to be moida. Shesham mashkenes asoitos, over there, the Shar Mizrach, by the Pesach of Shar Nikna, that's the place of Ashkos asoitos. The Pasuk says, the Gemara points out, Vehemen HaKoynes HaYisha Lufnei Hashem. Lufnei Hashem is because since that's where people go into the Azorah, and it's Mechuvim Kenegi Chodesh Kadoshim, that's called Lufnei Hashem for this halakha. Over there, that's the place Mashkenes HaSoytis U'Mutarnes HaYoldos. Over there, that's the place where people that had to bring a carbon that couldn't come into the Azorah. Normally, a person brings a carbon. He brings an Asham, he brings a Chatas, he brings a Shlom, he brings an Eli. He stands there as the Kohen is doing the Avodah in the Azor. But when you have a Mechusik Kippurim, a Yeledas can't come in. Yeledas not only, any Mechusik Kabar, Zovim, Zovois. So the Halachas, they stand over there. They stand Lefnei Hashem as close as they can be, Lefnei Hashem, to be Oymin Ala Korba. So that's the place where it's called Mitarnes Eledas. What it means is that's the place where they stand while the Korban is being brought on their behalf. That's Mitar them. And also Mitarnas HaMitzorayim. Kimvuin in Mesechus Nagoyim, Pashas Mitzorah, that over there the Mitzorah had to stand. It happens to be the Mitzorah had to stick his hands in, Behoinos Yodav Raglov, in order that the Shemen from the carbon, the Dam of the carbon, should be Huzah Olov. But that's another halacha. But where he stood in that place, the Shar Mizrach Shal Pesach Shar Nikna. The Koyin Oichiz Bib Godel. The mission then continues what happened. V'koyin oiches b'begodel. This avodah was done by the kahanim. The same way they bring karbonis, they're doing the avodah of lefnei Hashem. They grabbed her clothing. Im nikru nikru, im nifru nifru. If the clothing ripped, they ripped. That was the avodah. The avodah was to roughhandle her. The lashon of the rishonim is b'derech kas u'bizoyin. They grabbed her by the kalus, so to speak. If the clothing ripped, if it ripped completely, and she was left literally there unclothed, that's a chelik of Achu Megalas Libo, until they mamish unclothed her. V'soysir sa'ara, they uncovered whatever she had on her head. Chazal learn out from here that the din of kisui roish by a woman is deraisa. Otherwise, the Torah wouldn't have to say b'derek bizoyin. To uncover here wouldn't be derech bezoyin. Vice versa, the kisui roish is midderaisa. Reb Yehuda oimem hoya liba no lehoyu migaleo. If she was an appealing looking woman, so then to uncover her would be counterproductive. Lehoyu migaleo. Vim hoya sa'ara no lehoyu soisroi. He says that even though the Torah says to do it, but lemaisa, if it had to be done, Ba'ifin, where it would cause a public kilkul, there were spectators, there were kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash, they were looking. If that would be a mokem michshol for them, so then avada, they wouldn't do it. Lemaisa, there's a din deraisa. So the Gemara gets involved, the Rishonim gets involved, Taisus Yonti brings a Taisus on Daf Ches. It's a Gemara on Yevamos Daf Tzadik. This is an example of Chazal being oikered din deraisa. This is called they're being oikered b'shev val tasa. Because even though they're doing a maisa of uncovering her, that's the maisa that they're supposed to do, then not doing it is b'shev val tasa. So that's why it would be okay. That's the Taisus Yonti is mitzayin this rate. Right?